It's gonna argue. It's like,
there you go.
Are we ready? Okay. All right. Call the meeting to order. This is the Genoa Township Board of Zoning Appeals. It is March 26th, and it is 7:06 p.m. And we have one item on the agenda tonight, which is a variant side yard to a side yard setback requirement. And we're calling the meeting to order at this time, and I will call the roll. And Ms. Driscoll?
Here.
Mr. Boone?
Here.
Mr. Bishop?
Here.
And I am here. Mark Harmon is the chair. And the first order of business is the meeting minutes, which I'll give you a moment to review from the last meeting held on February 26th. And while they do that, I also want to mention to the applicant that you may know we're a 5-member plus 2 alternate board. And tonight we only have 4 members sitting on the board. We have 2 absences. And so because we don't have a full 5, I tell you 2 things. Number one is our rules of procedure still require that 3 of the voting members, regardless of, as long as we have a quorum, vote either to approve or deny the application. And if you aren't comfortable with there only being 4 members present, we can continue the application to the following month, which would be this Tuesday, the same time, the last Tuesday, next month, when we should have 5 members. And that's totally your option if you want to continue tonight or if you want to continue the application the next month. And sure, come to the podium and introduce yourself, because we are being taped, so.
My name's Suzanne Miller. I'm the resident of 5079 Worthington Road. Yes. Do you have a quorum?
We do.
Okay.
Quorum is 3.
Your quorum is 3. Okay.
It's a 5-member board, so that's why I said we have a quorum, but to approve your application.
Does it have to be unanimous?
No.
Okay.
We require 3 affirmative votes to approve your application.
Okay. We're good then.
Okay.
Thank you.
Just so you know, and like I said, just to give you the opportunity. All right. Pardon? No, it requires 3 affirmative votes.
Okay, I got you.
Okay. So we'll get back to the meeting minutes from the prior meeting, and we'll entertain a motion to approve.
I will make a motion to approve.
Okay. Seconded?
Second.
Okay, Mr. Bishop, and any discussion, any revisions that anyone noted? I didn't see anything. I went through it a little quickly, but it looked like it was accurate. So if there's no discussion or proposed revisions, then I will just ask all those in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
Abstain.
Okay. Any opposed? No opposed. And Mr. Boone abstains. So the motion does carry with 3 affirmative votes. Okay. At this time, we will open the public meeting at 7:09 p.m. And I'll read the legal notice into the record. And before I do that, I need to swear those that wish to speak on the application, the applicant, and any members of the public that wish to speak on the application, please rise, raise your right hand so you can be sworn in. And we don't charge extra for that, so if you think you're going to say anything, please feel free to stand up, raise your right hand. It'll say it's a time saver.
If you want to ask a question,
I'm telling you, you're going to thank me later. Raise your right hand. You swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth, help you God?
Yes.
Great, thanks. Have a seat. Appreciate that. And at this time, I'll read the application into the record. Suzette Heller. Requesting approval of a variance to section 606.07 of the Genoa Township Zoning Resolution to reduce a required 25-foot side yard setback in order to expand an existing single-family dwelling located at 5079 Worthington Road, and the parcel number is 317-2400-102-7000. Currently zoned rural residential, RR, and this is BZA case 2019-04. And I also want to note that the legal notice for the hearing is printed and published on March 9th, 2019 in the Delaware Gazette and posted at the Genoa Township Hall, which would be in the entryway, on March 6th, 2019. Apparently, there was an attempt made to mail notices of the hearing to all the contiguous property owners and across the street from the subject property. We will enter exhibits A through Z, or Z, A through D, and we'll hear from the, we'll take the staff, yeah, if it's A through Z, we're going to be here about it. And we'll hear from staff on the application.
Thank you, Mark. So according to the Delaware County Auditor's website, the applicant purchased the property at 5079 Worthington Road in June of 2016. The subject property is 0.58 of an acre. The applicant also owns an adjacent parcel to the east, which is a 0.74 acre parcel. There is currently a house and one accessory building on the subject property, and there appears to be also an accessory building on the adjacent parcel that the applicant owns to the east. The subject parcel is a non-conforming parcel with regards to lot size, since it is less than the required 2 acre minimum, and it also doesn't appear to meet the minimum 75-foot setback from the road right-of-way. The applicant is requesting a variance to allow for construction of an addition to encroach into the required 25-foot side yard setback to the north side of the parcel. They're requesting that the setback would be 10.5 feet instead of the required 25-foot. Section, section 606.07, which is what they're requesting the variance from, states that no principal building shall be located closer than 25 feet to any side property line. The applicant is requesting to reduce the required 25-foot setback to 10.5 feet. This would be a 42% encroachment into the 25-foot. Section 608 of the zoning resolution requires a 1.5-story dwelling to be at least 1,200 square feet, and according to the county auditor site, the house is currently 1,210 square feet. Section 608 also requires a two-car garage, but the garage does not have to be attached to the house in the rural residential district. And the subject property has an attached two-car garage, which satisfies that requirement. The addition would go to the north side of the house, and currently the driveway is on the south side of the house. So if the applicant intends to relocate the driveway so that they could drive into the new proposed garage, they would need to contact Delaware County Engineer's Office to be able to have another cut into Worthington Road. That's not something that the zoning office controls or the township, since it's a county road, but just wanted to note that. The application was provided to the Genoa Police, Fire, and Maintenance Departments, and no comments or concerns were received. And I did receive several phone calls from some residents to the subdivision behind the property, Walnut Grove, but no one, they were just inquiring because they saw the sign. No one said they were for it or against it. And neighbors stopped in today, but they're here this evening so they can speak for themselves. That's all I have.
The one statement here, Susan, it says the setback is 10 and a half feet, and the building is 14 and a half feet. That would be a 27 feet, so that would be a 9, it should be 9.5 foot on the...
10 and a half and 14 and a half is 25.
Oh, that's 25.
Okay, then at this time we can hear from the applicant, and you can either sit at the table over there or come to the podium and present your application. And please introduce yourself, like I said before, you're being taped. So.
I'm Scott Heller.
I'm Suzette Heller.
And first of all, regarding Section C with the percentages, I was not aware that I had to do that, but I did figure those, and I have those for you as well. The proposed footprint of the house is, after we add that to the existing, is 8.9%, and the impervious area for the drive would be 6%. So both those come in under as well. The it also states that the existing building meets the requirements, and although that it is an existing two-car garage, it's not functional, and I have a picture representing that. I'll pass around to you.
Oh, sure. Well, and I think when we say that it meets the requirement, the zone requires a two-car garage, whether it be attached or detached, whether it be functional or not functional, just that it's there.
Okay, well, the situation we have, and I call this my OJ picture, the car don't fit.
It doesn't look like a Bronco from here, so.
Yeah, it's not a Bronco, but we can't get it in. You can get a sedan in. But there's a hole in the middle, and you can't open the doors.
Oh.
It's too close to the brick on one
what
side.
Do you know the dimensions of the garage, roughly?
It's 22 feet outside the outside.
Okay.
But it's got 10-inch block on both sides.
Okay.
And pulls down the middle and a set of stairs.
Oh.
That accesses the garage.
Okay, gotcha.
And the garage doors are extra small, which you can see in the picture.
Yeah, do you know how wide the garage doors are?
It's like 7'8", roughly.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
okay. Because most of them are 8.
Yes. Yeah. And so. And the trim on them actually goes in to the embossed part of the door.
Okay.
Where you can see the little squares embossed on the top there. And that's all the further you have width-wise.
Gotcha. Okay.
So for
a sedan
that,
like I've got, you're probably fine for an SUV.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Okay.
But if you get the sedan in, you still can't get out. Once you're in the garage, you're trapped. You have to go through
the
back.
Gotcha.
condition, before we came here, this is stop three for us. So I checked with the neighbors, and I checked with Delaware County to make sure we could get a drive-in to do that. So I did my site visit with the engineer.
Oh, okay.
So I wanted to check both my neighbors and the county before we came here, before I spent the $600.
Maybe I can help you along a little bit here, too. I'll ask some questions, okay. And maybe, unless you've got
that's all the supplemental stuff I have.
Okay. So kind of walk me through what you want to do, or walk us through what you want to do. You want to add a garage onto the side of the house, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. And it's going to protrude from the house 14 and a half feet. Is that correct?
No, 24 feet.
It's going to come
but
out.
But that 24 feet from the house puts me into the 25-foot setback.
Oh, I got you.
So,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So.
So it's a full-car garage.
Two-car?
Two-car.
Okay. And it's going to be an attached two-car. It's going to, and so that the house is actually, it's actually inside the easement, and the house is, then it's got to be about 35 feet from the,
yes,
from the property line.
Right, roughly, yeah.
Doing the rough math. Okay. And then you're going to, and then the driveway that you're proposing is going to come across on the north then from, instead of where it is currently.
Yes.
Is that correct? Okay.
Yeah.
And then did you have any plans for the southern part where the existing garage is? And I know there's a little like turn driveway there. We just remove all of that.
The of the two entrances to the south, the most northern one, we're going to fill that end in.
Okay.
Probably we have some raised beds there.
Oh, okay.
And we're probably going to extend that into garden area.
Oh, okay. So, okay.
What are you doing with the garage that's already there?
Well,
it's being proposed
that this garage here be removed over time. So this one here, we're going to keep. But this, once we get this garage on here, we want to close this whole area off right here and only use this part for parking. And then probably eliminate that garage there. And just get rid of it and put like a garden shed there.
It seems like you're over garage.
Yeah. Well, another, the problem is too is that, you know, this is a 1901 farmhouse.
Yeah.
It's very quirky. There's two bedrooms upstairs, and there's no bathroom upstairs.
Right.
And so you have to go through one bedroom to get to the other bedroom. Uh-huh. For resale value, it doesn't make a very functional home at all, even for aging. I mean, if we were to retire there for aging purposes, it's very broken up. So what we're trying to do is just, in addition to the garage, we would like to have a third bedroom above that. So
you're going to actually add living
open
space
the garage.
Above
we're going
to
add
garage.
Yeah.
Above the garage.
Gotcha.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Right now you have a colonial Williamsburg house.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. Yep.
Mm-hmm. I see. So you're gonna add the garage on the bottom and because it's a Cape Cod now. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We need a bathroom upstairs. And and we have a huge bathroom downstairs that's not
for
very.
A bedroom downstairs or
no?
Just out of. Yeah. So you got the bath downstairs and the bedroom that's kind
two
of
two bedrooms upstairs
two,
and you go through
less.
One to get to the other.
Gotcha.
Yes.
There's some functionality issues.
Just a question too is why did you pick that side of the house? Why did you not go to the side where you're going to make a garden?
Well, we started out looking at that side, mm-hmm. but I have all the utilities, gas, water, electric, cable, internet, everything comes in on that side, the old septic system, all that into to deal with all that was just an enormous amount of money.
All right, and are you on Delco Water then?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And natural gas?
Yeah. Suburban.
Public gas, not okay.
Mm-hmm.
And then, but you're on septic.
Yeah.
You know, we're on Or on sewer?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It used to be septic, and then
he's saying that he'd get into that. He'd get into the old septic.
Yeah, we'd have to excavate into that.
Okay. So did you guys connect to the sewers then? Is that what you did when you ordered
that? That was before we moved in, which is already done.
Which is another reason why that garage is non-functional, because that used to be the septic area as well. And so it sinks. Yeah, exactly. That's why we want to close that part of the driveway and backfill it and use that part of the driveway. Yeah, and create a bigger driveway to park there instead of the roundabout.
So when you build that garage, and the garage door is going to face to the north, and you're going to be, what, roughly 10 feet?
No.
Yeah, that garage door faces north, correct?
It's facing
north.
It's west.
Faces Worthington. It faces Worthington Road.
It faces west. Faces west.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
You drive right into it.
All right, I gotcha. I, for whatever reason, I thought that door faced north and that you were going to have to turn into the garage.
No,
okay.
Is there intrusion to the north?
And
I think these windows right here.
Is that?
That's the existing.
Yeah.
But that's the back.
Right, that's the
back. That's the back. Oh, yeah, this is looking like the kitchen, right?
Yeah. See, I don't see the protrusion. Oh, is the protrusion on the right-hand side over here, is that on the where you were?
Right here.
Yeah, that'll be above the garage.
Yeah. So the circle driveway is here on this side. So you're looking at it. You're looking north.
Oh, I see.
When you're looking at the house.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And the other little garage is here, and the back garage is here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So this is the front door. This
right.
is the first driveway here.
Yeah. Okay. So.
And this is looking at it from the garage.
Then this area. Is the right-hand side is where the pitch comes down.
Right here?
This.
I've got a camera here with me.
This part is what you're looking on. Is that correct?
Yes, down there.
Yes.
That's already there.
This is the part that's added.
So is that added all the way across the house?
Mm-hmm. On the second floor, yes.
Okay, so that's going all the way across.
Yeah.
So looking out from the back, this is the garage.
Yeah.
And then this shed roof area here, we're going to take that up. Mm-hmm. We're going to take the shed roof off, make that second floor above this little shed roof area. So above this door is the shed roof area that will be now.
Oh, okay. I got it. I'm usually not quite this slow, but for some reason I got turned. So
this garage here is key to everything else here.
Yeah, okay.
So you're almost building more than what you're existing today.
That shed roof area is only 12 foot.
Right.
So it's close.
So what you're adding
close.
Is almost more than what existing
yeah.
today.
How much square footage are you going to add to the house?
Well, I'm not sure where the square footage is above the garage, because I'm not sure where we're putting the knee wall yet, how far forward we're going to go. And we didn't finalize our building set, because I didn't want to spend the money on the rest of that until we got the side yard figured out.
Okay.
If the variance is approved, then when I submit for zonings, all that stuff will be complete on there.
So, sure.
I don't know at this point, but it'll roughly be, the garage is 24 by 34. So I would say at least 18 by 24 will be living
You're
space.
You're probably going to add, what, about 400 feet then?
I was thinking
400
feet. Yeah, depending on how wide you want. Well, a lot of times it depends on how, you know, how wide you can, you know, stand up and everything too.
And we didn't figure the knee wall yet because we're still having the dormer discussion about how we're doing that.
It would be nice to enjoy the backyard, you know, from the inside. That's another story.
Well, I found over the years of being married 40 plus years, I can already tell you who's winning this one.
Okay, so it's closer to 500 feet and we'll probably add the dormer.
There you go. There's a realist in the room. Okay. I think I understand what we're doing. And Delaware is on board with putting the driveway over on the other side there.
Yeah, Delaware.
How long is that driveway going to end up being then?
Like 35 feet.
Okay.
Which is the 6% of the impervious that we figured.
Do you have anything else that you want to add? Any comments?
We like living in Genoa Township. We really love the neighborhood, the community. We have great neighbors.
I've been here 20 years. I like it. I know these guys have been here a long time.
Yeah.
So.
We see a lot of building happening, a lot of communities going up. And,
good.
Yeah.
All right, well, we have some members of the public. Let's open it up and see if there's anyone that has any members of the public that have any comments that they'd like to make on the application. And preferably people that have been sworn in. Come to the podium. State your name and address, and if you have a comment. No one? And I swore you in and everything, and now nobody wants to talk. Okay. You don't have to have stage fright in here. Oh, there you go. Come on up.
You can comment.
Okay.
You're going to be sorry when you get home, sir.
No, we've been married 54 years, so no.
All right. So you just
Name address, please. Okay, Betty T. Garden, 5061 Worthington Road. And we've enjoyed them as neighbors, and they did come to us and talk to Bill about it before.
And where do you live in relation to their house?
We will be near their garage.
Oh, so you're there. Are you the property owner north then?
Yeah.
Immediately north?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. And, you know, they've told us what their plans are, and I think that it would be a good idea.
Okay.
So
you're for it.
So you're the ranch
right next to the
one-story house right next to them?
Yes.
Okay.
There.
Okay. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Somebody that can operate that thing.
Can I have a copy of that picture?
Actually, if you go on the Delaware County website, you can get pretty much that picture.
That looked pretty good there.
They're available in the gift shop. All right. Any other members of the public that wish to comment on the application? Okay, then any questions for the applicant from the board? Okay, then we're going to close the presentation portion of the meeting. Thank you for your comments.
Thank you.
And then we'll go into board discussion. Don't leave, but we're going to go into board discussion on the application. And then we also, one of the things, just so you know, they asked me with the application to go through this criteria, which seems a little tedious, I'm sure, when you walk in and you see this. But what we do, this is the criteria, the yardstick that we use to determine whether an application has merit or not. And so we're going to go through the criteria. We appreciate your answers. We may or may not agree, but we go through each part, and then we make a determination based on our findings of fact in relation to that. So let's go into discussion, and does somebody want to go through the findings of fact in relation to Duncan versus Middlefield. We can do that. Are you guys going to... Is going to make me do it. Go ahead, Dorothy. If you want to do it, go ahead.
The board reviewed Duncan versus Middlefield in regards to the variance request from section 606.07 to allow for encroachment into a 25-foot side yard setback at 5079 Worthington Road, Westerville, Ohio 43082. Currently zoned rural residential RR as follows. The property in question would yield a reasonable return, and there cannot be beneficial use of the property without the variance. I would say that it would yield a reasonable return with all they're going to do, and that there can be beneficial use of the property without the variance.
I agree. No, I'm with you.
All right.
You're fine.
The variance is or is not substantial. I would say 42% is probably.
I think it is substantial. As a percentage, I think it is.
It is. Okay. The essential character of the neighborhood would or would not be substantially altered, and the adjoining properties would or would not suffer a subsequent detriment as a result of the variance. The essential character of the neighborhood, I believe, would not be substantially altered.
I would agree.
And the adjoining property would not suffer a substantial detriment, particularly since the owner that would be most impacted was in favor.
I would agree, especially taking into consideration that the adjoining property owner is present and they're in favor of the application.
The variance would or would not adversely affect deliveries of government services. It would not. The property owner did or did not purchase the property with knowledge of the zoning restrictions. I believe you did, and you knew what the zoning restrictions were.
Well, and I've said that in here probably virtually every meeting we have. I think that the zoning restrictions are there, and it's incumbent on the applicant or any resident in the town, any property owner, to be aware of the restrictions for the zoning resolution.
Well, in their application, they said they weren't aware of them.
Okay. Sorry. All right. I missed that.
Property owner's predicament can or cannot be reasonably corrected through a method other than the variance. I would say it cannot.
I agree.
Right. I think they gave substantial testimony in that, if all the utilities are on the south side of the property, I mean,
it's not feasible.
Yeah, it really isn't feasible. It puts a burden on the property owner and the property. It really is unreasonable.
The spirit and intent behind the zoning requirement would or would not be observed. Substantial justice would or would not be done by granting the variance. excuse me. The spirit and intent of the zoning, I would say that it would not be observed.
Oh, I think that it would.
Okay.
Because I think the intent is
to betterment.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
And I think this only improves the property.
Property. It's a double negative.
It is. And you gotta take into consideration, first of all, the house was built at the turn of the 20th century.
Right.
There was no zoning when it was built.
That's
that
right.
Road out in front is probably, Worthington Road has probably changed a half a dozen times in 120 years. And from gravel to what it is now. And then, on top of it, I think that, that's why we're here, is we're here to look at situations and make a decision what's the best. best, and I think it retains the spirit of the zoning resolution.
There you go. So the spirit and intent behind the zoning requirement would be observed and substantial justice would be done by granting the variance.
Because mm-hmm. really, the intent of the homeowner and property owner is to improve the property. And
what I say said to
this
it,
is really
what
we're here.
It's going to enhance the resale value.
Absolutely.
The next, that's, we want to add value to the
to the neighborhood, to your property.
Okay. Then with that, I'm like, any discussion further? If not, then we can entertain a motion.
I motion.
Okay. And then.
Exhibits A through.
You have to make it.
So,
yeah, go ahead.
Incorporating exhibits A through D into evidence to approve a variance from section 606.07 of the Genoa Township Zoning Resolution for BZA 2019-04. Application received March 1st, 2019 to allow for a garage addition to encroach no more than 10 and a half feet. Into the required 25-foot side yard setback on the north side of the parcel at 5079 Worthington Road, Westville, Ohio, 43082, zoned rural residential RR. The motion is based on the finding of fact that it would add value to the property. It would not affect the property to the north. It does comply with our agreement for the Duncan versus Middlefield test. Anything else?
Yeah, I've got a couple of them.
Sure.
Go ahead.
I have a correction to note, too. I think they're asking to encroach 14.5.
Okay.
Well, it's the other way around.
Right. Their result's going to be
10.5. Thank you very much.
It does not change the essential character of the neighborhood along that road. In fact, I think it improves it.
Right.
There is no impact on governmental services. We didn't hear from the police or fire department or the maintenance department. So clearly there's no impact. I think that while the variance is substantial, I think that it is justified because of the other factors that are involved. The fact that the applicant was aware of the zoning restrictions, really, it's relevant, but it's not an overwhelming factor for denial, I don't believe. I think for a practical matter, whether or not their predicament can be alleviated by, really, the alternative is to force them to either keep what they have, which apparently doesn't have a lot of utility, or build on the other side, which is really not a feasible option.
And
economically.
I will say this, probably when they bought the property, you don't realize that would not be feasible until after you brought the property and you start digging into it.
Yeah, and
you may know the rezoning requirements, but you didn't know that you're going to have to.
And in my professional, I see that a lot. I see the utility issues on these older houses a lot. When they're talking about having two bedrooms that you have to walk through one to get to the other.
Yep.
I see that in older houses.
That's
it's not that unusual.
That's not unusual.
I think overall that this is probably the best resolution to the issue that they have on the table.
And your zoning restriction also, they're into the setback in the front already. And to your point, those conditions changed over time and grew.
Right.
I think
the zoning that should be in rural residential, it's got to be 75 feet off the road, and they're 35 now. And
close to the road.
Actually, I think they're close. Or is it, did I see 52 in there? But, I mean, if you look at the picture, they're close.
It's 52.
And it's because the road has actually encroached on that property.
It's encroached on that.
Yeah.
Because it was probably one lane.
It was probably by itself when it was built. So.
And findings of fact, just one more statement, Jeff. I don't know if you said the neighbors to the north of them.
I did say, yeah.
Okay. Right, and the neighbors to the north, which is who would be impacted by this, by the encroachment, are in favor of the application. So I think that's sufficient. And since I've already got the floor, I'll just second the motion for approval. And then if there's is there any further discussion? Any other discussion items? Okay. Any conditions? I don't see any. I think, shall I call the vote then?
Sure.
Okay. All right, Mr. Boone.
Yes.
Ms. Driscoll?
Yes.
Mr. Bishop?
Yes.
Chair votes yes. Motion carries, and good luck with your project. I think you've been working on it a while. And then as far as where you go from here is work with Susan, and she'll work out the details with you.
I look forward to seeing it.
Yeah, I do too. I do
Me too.
Those older properties are so challenging. So good luck with that.
But it's fun when it's done.
Yes.
Would you like to close that hearing?
Oh, yeah. And at this time, I'll close the hearing at 8:46. 7:46.
Thank you.
I forgot.
One little detail.
Okay. Other business. Do we have one?
No, I just wanted to let you guys know that I already have two applications for next month, so y'all can plan on being here again.
So I should be out of town?
Yeah. I'm
Is that only new officers in April? Okay.
Yes.
I couldn't remember if it was this. I guess it was. His appointments are up actually March 31st.
Right, so they've already reappointed Teresa for another term.
Right, congrats. She's not here, and I congratulate her.
Right, and Jeff is still an alternate.
We just need to find him a buddy.
So, and then they're working on applications to get some more applicants to get us another alternate. So.
Good. Okay, then if there's no other business... if there's no other business, then I will entertain a motion to adjourn at 7:43. Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? No. Okay, then we are adjourned.